Good morning out there around GMRS land. And happy Memorial Day to everybody out there. But this is Z793 monitoring. WSFT902 from WSOZ793. Are you up? Guess not. No contact 902, my good old friend. WSOZ793, and I'm listening. WSFT 902 from WSFT 793. You awake? I'm gonna put a no Kathy on Frank 902 WSFT 793 monitor. Station 902. Frank, you awake? WSFZ 792. No copy, station 902. Frank. And it's quiet out here. I'm starting to wonder if there's something wrong with my radio. WSFZ 793. And I'm listening.
Yeah, Dave, good morning, Sean.
Good morning, right back to you, Sean. What's happening?
Well, you're going to be the first to hear about it. Reason it's probably been a little quiet is our northern friends, that is Mayville, Saginaw, Sheboygan, and Flint, got tired of all the beeps and boops and music and sirens and bofang noises coming out of the Mount Cummins in Detroit, and they broke off. So they are no more, they are no longer with us down here. It's just us in Detroit against the world.
I'm sorry to laugh, man, but the way you worded that made me chuckle. When did this happen?
Yesterday.
Oh, wow, I must have missed it. Because I had it on most of the day, but there were times when I was out of the room and stuff for long periods. So is it a permanent thing?
I guess. I talked to him a little bit about it. And, expressed a little displeasure with the idea, but I don't know. I'm thinking it might be.
That's a bummer, but, you know, no disrespect or anything, I'm just saying it's a bummer, but, you know, with your gear and, but, yeah, there's been people out here rabble-rousing. You know, but, no, I didn't catch it yesterday. I must have missed it, but that's kind of a bummer then, so. But that's the way people get, you know how it is.
Well, you are the absolute first one to get the news down here, you know, besides myself. So if you talk to anybody, anybody you're used to talking to up that away, although it looks like Bay City is still hooked up. So it looks like it's Mount Clemens, Detroit, and Bay City. So that's a very small footprint machine. So at least there's a little something up that way. At least right now. So they got one to center up that way. And then it looks like Saginaw, Mayville, Sheboygan, and Flint are off on their own little island. So, yep. I had absolutely zero say in the matter. So, you know, like I said, the I watch it pretty close. I don't talk a lot, but I watch it close and try to shut things down when they get a little out of hand. And I got to say, the majority of tomfoolery comes out of Mount Clemens, out of the Macomb. It's us East Siders. We're knuckleheads, so what can we do?
Yeah, Roger that. I was out there a while back there when that guy was out there cussing and swearing, and you were trying to reason with him, but he wasn't having it. I was really, well, I know you shut the repeater up on him later on, but I thought you were going to shut him down because, you know, he just wasn't, you know, well, you know who I'm talking, you know that night, you know who I'm talking about. I wanted to ask you, you know, say like somebody gets on the repeater and starts acting stupid. Do you have a way to know what repeater he's on, or are you able to determine what repeater he's on, or you know what I mean?
Oh yeah, I've still got a full display of all of them, including the northern ones. I can see you know, what's cooking and where. So that's pretty easy to do.
Yeah, Roger. Well, it sucks, man, because of some people got to act like fools, you know, then, you know, that screws it up for the other people. I'm not saying, you know, I'm not saying throwing repeaters, shut the repeaters down, and that's not what my point is. My point is, you know, you shut repeaters down, not only are you, you know, shutting them down on the fools, but, you know, there's other people who, I don't know if the word depend is there, but... You know, I know you do your thing. I'm not saying nothing bad on you. I'm just saying it's just messed up here where people got to get out here and start acting like fools, and, you know, then you get repeaters shut down and stuff, and then, you know, people who want to use the repeaters can't use them there, Roger.
Oh, no, I agree with you 100%. We're lockstep on that. You know, it's always a few knuckleheads that ruin it for everybody. I mean, in life, it's always like that. You know, the rules are always made for the, you know, for the goofballs, and then the rest of, you know, then everybody else has, you know, got to pay for it. So, you know, some people just can't, you know, they don't know how to act. But, you know, I didn't think it was bad enough to warrant that. You know, I expressed that, you know, with my partners. I said, I don't think, but you know, I'm coming from down here, they're up there. They have, you know, they have their opinion, and they view it as a down here problem, and they said that they were going to do a up there solution to a down here problem. So I have nothing to say about it. It's their decision to make. Those are their machines. So what are you going to do? So I agree with you, Dave. You know. All right, good morning. I'm going to get out of here. I got to go breakfast with the boys around the corner here. And I got a coffee I just made. We'll talk to you later. After yours, WRUU850.
Yeah, all right, Sean, very good. You got to do what you got to do. Like, you know. Like you said, it's life, man. This is what happens. You got to take it, you know, whatever the case may be there. I still ain't fully awake yet, but I'm working on it. Anyway, good talking to you. Appreciate the news. You have yourself a good day. Happy holidays to you, and we'll see how it all goes on that end. You take her easy. WSOZ 793, and I'm monitoring.
WRWY 979. I was going to say, Sean, tell everybody at the breakfast
I said hello. WRWY, 979 clear. 979, did you call me? Negative, I was trying to tell Sean, he must have signed already. Tell Sean to say hello at the breakfast for me. I'm, this is Joe in Clinton Township, ham radio and GMRS. So I just thought I'd say good morning to you both and tell him to say hello to the guys for me and any ladies too. WRWY 979, clear. Well, this is Sean Joe. I knew it was you. I just I was talking to Phil over on the other side, and I got to get back over there. But I just wanted to when I was talking to him, it, since it's UHF on both sides, it blanked out this side. When I unkeyed, I heard you signing, so I kind of figured you might have called. All right, I'm going to get back over there, and I won't be able to hear here when I'm talking. So WRUU 850, I'll send your regards. WRUU 850. Very good, thank you. WRWY 979 clear.
WSHR 566 to WSGU 84, you got yours on? WSHR 566 to WSGU 844, you got ears on? Good morning. WSHR 566 to WSGU 844.
Morning 566, Kevin, WSOG 793.
What's up, Dave? I'm trying to call Sherman, and I just texted him, and he said he tried calling me, too. He said maybe the systems aren't uplinked or something.
Right, did that. Sean, the repeater owner, got on with me this morning. He shut them all down, except for Detroit, Mount Clemens, and I think he said Flint. But the rest of them are shut down.
Are they working on them?
No, I don't think that's what happened. From what I understand, some clowns got out there last night and started rabble-rousing and everything and just messing stuff up, and I guess he just got frustrated and he shut them down. It might be permanent, too.
Well, if in that case, then I won't be able to talk to Sherman then.
Yeah, well, neither I either, or Chad or anybody. I don't think I'm getting ready to call Chad and let him know, but I'll let Sherman know. Unless you got his number, you can call him and let him know. But Sean told me to pass the word. I don't know. Some stuff went down last night. I had my radio on, but I must not have been in the room. But I guess some stuff went down last night. He shut them down.
Roger that. Well, I hope he puts them back on.
Yeah, well, I do too, but, you know, it's his repeaters. He can do what he wants, and I respect that. But, yeah, he got out here, and he called me because I was out here. I think I was trying to call my buddy Frank or something, and he told me. So I got to, you know, I'm going to put the word around to people. But you can too, unless I call Sherman and tell him. It don't matter, but I got to let them up there, somehow up there, know that there's no link down here, except I think he said the Flint one, and he left the Flint one running, okay?
Yeah, Ferno's on that one. Yeah, I'll call Sherman, I'll let him know.
Yeah, right, I appreciate that, because I'm getting ready to call Chad and let him know. And then the rest of them, I don't have their phone numbers or anything, but I'm sure other people that we call will call other people. And, you know, so at least everybody knows what's happening, and that's all. You know, just want to let people know, because it's kind of a bummer, because, you know, I'm not going to be able to talk to Sherman or anybody up there, but like I said, it's his repeaters, man. You know, with all due respect, he can do what he wants. So, how are you this morning?
Oh, I'm doing okay. Just got up, just sitting here, listening to my, my scanner. That's about it.
Hey, Roger, any heavy activity going on or anything?
No, not really. I'm listening to Detroit right now. Nothing's really going on too much. I might go to the county fire there in the county and listen to them, see what's going on. But no, not too much going on.
Yeah, Roger. That. Well, I'm surprised to hear that about Detroit, because usually all the years I had scanners that I was able to, when I lived in Detroit, man, that thing was constantly stopping on Detroit. I mean, constantly. Kind of surprised that there ain't no activity going on in Detroit.
Yeah, well, the police probably were, but the fire department now, everything's just about burned down there now. Most of their stuff now is transferring into EMS, because the fire department down there used to just go to fire calls, but now they're combined with the EMS, so they're doing both. They still get fires, but not like they used to.
Yeah, Roger that. Well, that's because there's practically nothing down there left to burn, you know, unless they want to start hitting the occupied houses. But, yeah, you know, it's sad, but that's the way it goes, I guess.
Yeah, firmly. Hey, can I cut you short here? I'll get back with you. I'm gonna call Sherman and let him know about the radio.
Yeah, no problem, my friend. I'm gonna go try to dig me up a cup of coffee and do whatever. Tell Sherman, give me a call later if you do that, please. Tell him to call me a little bit. I'll give him all the details and everything and tell him what's happening. I'm gonna speak on him anyway, so. Anyway, we'll talk to you in a little bit, Kev. If I don't talk to you later, have yourself a good Memorial Day and hope everything goes your way. You're sounding good, too. You're sounding really good on this repeater. WSOZ 793, I'll clear after yours.
I just got a text from Sherman. He said he just talked to Chad and another guy. He says that they use the Saginaw repeater. So WSHR 566, clear and monitoring.
WSOZ 793, back monitoring. WRAS 504, monitoring. WRAS 504, monitoring.
US High Steady at 839 listening.
WSOC 793 Condor. WRAS 504 monitoring.
WSET257, testing.
But the repeater's really noisy on you. WSOG 793.
Roger, 793. Switch to a different radio. I was just testing a new set I got in. I guess it's not working so hot. Thanks for coming back to WSOG 257.
Yeah, no problem, 257. Is that a handheld?
Yeah, that's affirmative. It's a new Baofeng. It was on sale. Decided to test it. Yeah, my other handheld work okay, but apparently not this guy.
Well, in case you weren't aware, I'm just saying in case you weren't aware, make sure the antenna is straight up and down when you talk on it. Straight up and down, not tilted out forward or anything. It's coming through now. I mean, sounding pretty decent, but you got that. Yeah, I can tell you on the Detroit repeater, okay? Well, anyway, it's working pretty, I guess. Making it through, like I said, just noisy. Anyway, have yourself a good holiday. WSOG 793, I'm monitoring.
WSOG 793, you still out there? I just want to find out if any guys can hear me better. WSOG 257.
No, it's noise is covering you up there practically. You're okay.
Roger
that. It was a two box set. I just wanted to make sure you're in the same components of both radios and make sure the function. We'll come back again. Yeah, Roger that. No problem. WSOZ 793, if you're still out there, can you try this one more time? WSET 257. Yeah, I'm still out here. Yeah, you sounded good. You got the Detroit noise with you, but you sound good. Your modulation and everything comes over it. sounds a lot better than it did last year. Your transmission's okay.
Roger, this is 793. I went out to the truck. I was about to head out here. I thought I'd try it from the mobile antenna on the truck. So I thought it just the antenna then. It was kind of bummed. The knockoff 771 that came with it didn't seem to be feeling too good, so I'll have to throw it on the SWR meter when I get back, see what's going on with it. But thanks again, 793. This is WSUP 257 clear, and monitoring on your plane.
All right, 257. Well, before you go, I want to ask you, what's your locale? Where you at?
I am located in Farmington, Michigan.
Yeah, roger that. You don't suppose you could hit the Mount Clemens repeater from there, do you?
I can pick it up sporadically, but I've never actually tried to get into it.
Yeah, no problem. I was just wondering, because you sound good. It's just, if you didn't have that Detroit noise on Detroit, the diesel noise behind it, you'd be sounding really good. But yeah, you're readable. It's working there, okay. Yeah, Roger. You said you're going to try to get on Mark Clemens?
Well, I switched over to Mount Clemens and tried to hit it up, but I don't think I broke stealth, so I don't think I'm able to make it in there, 793. This is WSEQ 257.
Yeah, all right, 257. I just was wondering. It sounded good. Like I said, you got a little bit of that Detroit noise with you, but you're very readable on here, so you might as well just go ahead and leave it at that. All right, very good, man. If you need any help, just let me know. WSOZ 793, and I'm monitoring after yours.
WSEG 572 standing by.
WSU-13, can anyone monitoring the Mount Clemens repeater for an operations check? WSU-13, clear.
Station 213. Station 213. Come on back.
You got 213.
Come on back. You're sounding good. This is WIUG 88 in Rochester.
Yes, sir. I've heard you on air before. You're clear as a bell as well. My buddy over in Genesee County this morning was wondering about the status of the Mount Clemens repeater and the Detroit repeater, but it's obviously working. I know you're on the Mount Clemens repeater.
No, I'm on the Detroit repeater, but Mount Clemens repeater is already active. It's been active about over a week.
Oh, very good. Yeah, I just switched over to the Detroit repeater while you were transmitting, and it's not as strong as the Mount Clemens. I'm back on the Mount Clemens repeater, but yeah, they both appear to be operational. But, yeah, thank you for coming back.
Oh, no problem. My name is Jack. If you need any help on the antenna or anything like that, radio, new radio, let me know. You take care and you have a good day. WIUG 48.
Very good, sir. You got JW out of Waterford Township. You have a good holiday as well. And WSDW 213, I'm clear.
WSDI 847.
WSDI 847, WIUG 48, copy. WIUG 48,
clear.
WSDI 572, clear.
WRVV 525. WSFZ 793. WRVV 525.
Radio check 123321.
Station 544. Station 544. WIUG 88, copy.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
WFC Star 566 to 793. WFC Star 566 on the air monitoring.
WRVV525.
WSIC 866 monitoring.
WSHR 56 to WFZ 793. You are there. No copy on WFZ 793, WSHR 566, clear monitoring.
Station 544, WIUD 488, copy.
Jack, you still in there? WSFZ 793.
So Dave, go ahead. You're sounding good.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Earlier this morning, I was informed by Sean that he shut all the repeaters off except for Mount Clemens, Detroit, and possibly Bay City. And I guess according to him, they're going to be up for quite a amount of time.
I don't know nothing about that. So you won't be able to hear Bob anymore.
No, won't be able to hear a lot of people I talk to anymore, but no. Yeah, he got on this morning and told me I don't know what the facts are of the story. I don't know, somebody got wild out there or something. But anyway, he said they're all shut down except for Detroit, Mount Clemens, and I think he said Bay City.
Oh, I see. Okay. I don't know about it. I have not been nowhere. I've been busy in the morning. I didn't even go to the breakfast.
Yeah, well, he asked me to put the word out, and I heard you call for 544, and I figured I'd let you know that that's what's happening there. You sounded good yourself, too, while I'm at it. You sound great. I appreciate you letting me know things working, but as sad as it is, that's the case, man. He didn't say what he was going to turn them back on, either.
I don't blame them. These people got to quit all that the funny stuff out there. That's what they got to do. They got to quit it.
Yeah, I know. I had my radio on yesterday, but I must have missed it. I must not have been in the room. I don't know. I don't know exactly. Somebody got out here and was playing sirens and doing all kinds of stuff and acting the clown like they do. And he had enough of it. But I must have missed it. I had my radio on all day yesterday, but there was times I was out of the room, so I must not have caught it.
See, Dave, that makes it bad for everybody. And that's not right, make it bad for everybody.
No, I agree. It makes it bad for everybody, you know. But what are you going to do? You're going to get idiots out here. I mean, I don't want to see it turn that way either. You know, I enjoy the peacefulness and everything out here and everything in the conversation, but you're going to get idiots out here. I don't know what else, whatever to do to, you know, either turn off the repeater on them or whatever the case may be there, you know what I'm saying?
I don't like to see all these repeaters go off, you know what I'm saying? But, it'd be nice to see it all the time. But if you heard somebody, you know what I mean, you should say something. Say, hey, you gotta quit or do something.
Hey, just a point of clarification there, Dave, and how you doing, Jack? It's not my call, right? You said, you know, I heard you say you didn't know if I was going to turn them back on. It's not my call. The guys up north don't want to hear our bullshit down here because all the bullshit comes from down here, Mount Clemens and Detroit. They said they're done with it. They don't want to hear it no more. So it's their decision. They're the ones that dropped off. So we have no say in it. But we're an island now because of our goofballs.
Yeah, my apologies for not saying that right then. I remember you said that too. I should have remembered that there. But all right.
All right. Yeah. So nothing we can do about it down here. They don't want to hear it no more. So they just said, back with it, and they're off on their own now. So anyhow, I'll let you guys get back to it. Jack, I didn't see you this morning, or you'd have been the first to know. So, but Dave was the first to know because I heard him on the way to breakfast. All right, I'm going to get to my dinner here. WRUU 850.
Yeah, I couldn't make it. I was so tired yesterday. You know, cut the grass and do this and weed plants and I couldn't make it at all. Anyhow, good talking to you, Sean. Take care. WRUG48. Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, you have a good one, Sean. Up there. Yeah, I misquoted, I guess. Yeah, I remember you said that to me. I didn't remember what I was putting it out there, but yeah, so I guess that's that then.
Dave, take care. Thank you for the info. WIG48, clear.
Yeah, no problem, Jack. Like I said, you sounded good. You know, everything's working, and hope you, at least, aside from the repeaters, hope you're having a good holiday, having a good Memorial Day. We'll talk to you later, friend. WSFZ 793, and I'm monitoring.
Hey, 793, WRVV 525.
Yeah, come on.
Hey, I heard you telling somebody else earlier this morning and then just got the update here. So I didn't quite follow those. Is which ones are still linked? Is it just Detroit and Macomb then?
I don't know if I got it right, but Detroit, Macomb, and I think you said maybe Bay City.
Okay, got it, yeah. Just curious on that, so I guess it is what it is. I know they're breaking up a lot of in other states, just getting letters from them, but hasn't been an issue here. Just up with messing around, I guess, but all right. So, yeah, WRVV525, I'll be listening.
Yeah, 525. I guess that's the way it goes, you know, what are you going to do? So, but anyway, you sounded pretty good. We got a little breakup, but you sounded good, though, most of the case there. Have yourself a good day. I'm going to go find me some coffee. WSFZ 793, and I'm out.
WSVU 202, and we're waving, everybody. Good evening.
WSHR 566 to WFFSZ 793, you got yours on?
Thank you.
WSFZ 793, monitoring whatever there is out there to monitor. WSFZ 793 in monitoring.
This is Sam Foxtrot 902 monitoring.
WSAQ 357 monitoring.
Yeah, 902, I got you in 357, I hear you.
What's up, 902? Okay, I got you in there, 902. This is 357.
You must have disappeared somewhere or something there. Good evening, time 357. WSOZ 793.
Be that, I hear you, 793.
Yeah, Roger, Dad. Don't mind that woman's voice. That's my wife. I trained her to get out there and do that every now and then. Since she can't make me a sandwich or anything, I gotta get some use out of her there. How you doing tonight, sir?
I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself?
Doing all right. Probably getting ready to hit the bed sometime down the road here. The repeaters up north, Flint and Saginaw, Maysville and everything have been unhooked from the network there, in case you're trying to get a hold of anybody up there, right?
Yeah, copy that. I'm just trying to talk to anybody on the Detroit repeater right now, or monitor anybody, talking to anybody.
Roger that. Well, you got my call letters, and my first personal is Dave, Delta Alpha, Victor Echo. I'm over here in Warren, around 11 Mile and Hoover there. Roger.
Roger that, Dave. You're sounding good. The name here is Tyler, Tango, Yankee, Lima Echo Radio. I'm over here on 11 Mile, Roy Loke.
All right, so you say you're going through the Detroit repeater?
Yeah, 625.
All right, Jadette. Well, I got to be honest with you, man. I mean, it's clean. You sound excellent. No diesel noise behind you, none. I talked to a couple people off of Detroit today, and it had that diesel noise going in their background, but... You, man, you totally choked it out, man. It sounds like you're on the Mount Clemens one there, okay?
Yeah, I'm glad to hear that. This is a radio oddity DB20 running like a 5-amp power supply, so hopefully I'm sounding good. I'm on a Magna mount antenna mounted very low to the ground, so I wasn't sure how I was going to get out.
Roger that. That's what I'm on. I'm on a DB20 at medium power, running off a 5 amp pyramid power supply, and I have a Nagoya. I get the numbers mixed up. It's either 177 or 771 magnet mount on a cookie sheet behind me on a table there, okay?
Yeah, I'm running a Midland, I think it's a 6 dB gain antenna. It's mounted on an old AC unit out here outside my window.
Hey, Roger Dale, I've been hearing about these Midland antennas. It wasn't too long ago. I've only been in the GMRS, I think, a couple months. You know, 4 or 5 months, 3, 4 months, whatever the case. And I started with a Baofeng handheld. And then I was told about the Nagoya antenna for the handheld, and I got one, and it was like night and day. It really made it work nicely. And then got tired of batteries going dead mid-transmit, so I got me the DB. I had a couple power supplies left over from my CB radio days, and I got me a DB20 here, and I had to cut the cigarette lighter plug up. I didn't want to do that, but I got a Pyramid 5 amp on it, and then I was told about, when I went to buy the DB, I was told to get the Nagoya Magnum. A lot of people out here I talked to were running DB20s with a Nagoya Magnum mount on the tin behind them or something, so I did it, yeah, and it works good for me. They're okay.
Yeah, no joke. I think I was on here about a few weeks back, and a lot of people were recommending the DB20, so I thought maybe why not give it a try. Roger?
Yeah, Roger that. Well, the 20, out of all the models, the 25 and whatever else, say DB40 or whatever, all the other models, out of all the models, the DB20 was found to be the most reliable, most easy to use, and stuff like that. Well, like I said, I heard people telling me about it. You know, I'm running a DB20, and I think to myself, man, they sound so good. All of them, everybody I talk to run the DB20. You know, I like the way they sounded, so I figured, well, I'll get me a 20. Almost got me a 25, but then I thought about it, you know, with my Baofeng, I can hit the Mount Clemens and Detroit repeaters, both of them off 8 watts. So what was the reason to go with a bigger radio, you know? So I grabbed the DB20. Doggone glad I did, too.
Yeah, that's good. I picked up, just not recently, or pretty recently, a DB30, that little radio oddity handheld. And I believe I talked to Dan in Ohio about a few weeks back on it, on a stock antenna.
Yeah, Roger that. Some days, it's been a little, when the conditions are right, we start getting repeaters in from down in Ohio and even further down, talking skywave, what they call conditions. And, yeah, I hear guys come out of here out of Ohio and Illinois and stuff. I never tried to talk to any of them. I'm either busy doing something or whatever. But there's a guy out here, 488, Jack, WRUG 488. He gets out here and talks to them guys when they pop out there, Roger.
Yeah, I hear that. I just monitor the airways. I just see who I can get out and who I can talk to. I'm just trying to make friends out here. I'm new to the GMRS hobby.
Yeah, all right, well, welcome to the GMRS world. You'll find out, man, about just about everybody out here is friendly and helpful. That's why I like it. It's no drama, none of this, none of that. Well, unless you get people out here that, you know, don't have no sense, you know, and don't have no license either and get a hold of the radio and key up and screw around. But that's occasionally. But that's why the repeaters are turned off up to the north, I guess, or unlinked, because somebody was out here last night doing a bunch of stuff. I wasn't here, so I didn't get to hear it. But, yeah, welcome to GMRS community, and like I said, you'll find out that everybody's friendly out here, friendly and helpful. Any you know, you need some help with anything, you just key up, man. A lot of people out here have knowledge here. Go ahead.
I appreciate that, man. Yeah. Earlier I was monitoring and I heard some kids messing around on some GMRS walkie-talkies.
Hey, Roger that. Well, when you use a GMRS radio with a repeater, it's called duplex. And if you use a GMRS radio to talk walkie-talkie to walkie-talkie, it's simplex. The thing is, you have a 625 duplex, and anybody, any little kids with the little blister pack radios that you buy at Walmart, they cover 625 simplex. I get that too. I'll be sitting here and I'll hear little kids or kids or whatever keying them up and that call thing, but they're on simplex. They still come through my receiver and it's annoying, but what are you gonna do?
Yeah, you're probably right. I didn't think of that. Yeah, simplex. It's probably what they were probably talking on.
Yeah, because the GMRS portion of them little handhelds, they cover these frequencies, 675, 625, but only in simplex mode. So if you got any of them kids around you or adults, sometimes, man, some of the stuff they say to each other, they forget people can hear them. They're going to key up on your receiver. You'll know if it's a simplex because when they unkey, if you don't get the repeater tail, then it's somebody with one of them, blister pack handhelds screwing around there, okay?
Right, because I was hearing on my radio all the time earlier.
Yeah, Roger. Well, on my Baofeng handheld, what I started out with before the DB20, I have, along with the repeater frequencies, I have all the FRS and GMRS frequencies in there, and sometimes I like to take it and turn it on and have it scan them. And I got a high school just down the street, and they'll key up on 625 or somewhere around there. And can you go down to the office and bring soul student up here to my desk, to my room, and somewhere out here on Hoover, there's a business there, one of the businesses, I hear the guy will key up and go, can you go in the back and bring up, stock number 518, so, all in simplex, though, not duplex, but yeah, sometimes it's cool to listen to.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you, man. I'm surprised I can get out on duplex hitting repeater on this mobile antenna mounted like damn near on the ground.
I'm sitting in a power chair with the original antenna on it, and I'm still hitting repeater.
Yeah, right. Yeah, well, you shouldn't be surprised you hit Detroit 575. No, I'm sorry, 357. I was thinking frequency number in my head when I blurted that out. No, you're hitting Detroit. The thing is, you're hitting it great. Like I said, you sound fantastic. I mean, I got to admit it. You're full quieting. Usually Detroit has a diesel noise on it. It's always has. And, some people key up on it and you'll hear the diesel noise as they talk, and everything. But you, man, it's just full out in there, okay?
Well, that's good to hear, man. I appreciate it. I'm actually just running full power.
If you know how to set the power on that, take it to medium and see what happens.
I haven't read the manual enough. I wouldn't know how to set it to medium.
Okay, on your keypad on your microphone, all the way at the bottom, the A key, it says fun. You hit that, and then you hit the button that says power. Which one's power on this? The O key. You hit the A key, then hit the O key, and then you use your channel. the down buttons choose between, oh no you don't, you just hit the A key and hit the O key, and it'll change power, and if you want to change the...
Okay, this is medium power, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you just as good as if you were on high power. You should probably leave it on medium, man. It saves save on your final power transistor, and the radio won't heat up as quick. Yeah, you sound great, man, on medium.
Hey, I appreciate the help. I did not know that. Now that I know.
Roger, that's no problem. I always run medium. I rarely go to high power on this. There's only three repeaters I can hit, the Mount Clemens of Detroit and the Livonia, but I have to go to high power to hit Livonia. But Livonia's not linked anyway, so I don't bother going, you know, having wrist running the radio and getting it hot just to talk on Livonia. There's quite a few private repeaters or unhooked repeaters around here. Like I got a friend out there, 902, and we'll call each other, you know, or one of us will call the other, and then if we're going to get in a conversation, we take it up to, like, Troy, so we don't tie up the network repeaters. They're okay.
Yeah, roger that. I can hit this repeater and the Troy 575 repeater, but considering my antenna situation, I think these are the only two repeaters I can actually hit and talk on, other than Simplex.
Yeah, roger that. I would love to be able to talk Simplex. I wish I could. I'd have to get the antenna outside and up in the air, and God knows if that would work or not, you know. Because it'd be kind of cool to talk Simplex on these. I can, you know, you can get a little more long-winded and carry conversation on more without having to worry about, you know, people wanting to get in and use the repeater and stuff there, roger.
Yeah, roger that. That's why I have this radio always in scan mode. I always pick up people on conversation on 625 here. What was that? You didn't come in fully.
Oh, wait a minute. Forget, I gotta raise my Venetian blind when using my radio, or else it comes in. I forgot to raise my Venetian blind. Do you have Mount Clemens programmed in your radio?
I do not believe I don't.
Yeah, because I wonder if you would hit, if you'd be able to hit Mount Clemens from where you're at. Because that's a clean repeater. They just got done servicing it, and it had problems for a long time. It had big problems, and then the guy Sean got in there and he did it all up, and it works fantastic, and it's clean, no diesel noise, no nothing on it. I just wonder if you'd be able to hit it from where you're at.
Yeah, I don't know. I would have to get probably a bigger antenna, maybe put it on the roof or something, and then run some, like, LMR 400, get the SWRs way down if I can hit it. I don't know if I can hit it with this antenna on a magnet mount on this AC unit that's on the ground outside here.
I don't think you'd have to go through much to get to Mount Clemens. Mount Clemens is 467-675. Oh no, I'm transmitting. That's why 3 and 467, 4626, the receive side, and then 467-675 the transmit side. But no, I think you would be able to hit Mount Clemens. If you hit Detroit that good, sounding that good the way you are, man, I think you'd be able to hit Mount Clemens too. There, okay.
Well, if you think so, I'll probably try and program the Mount Clemens repeater in this here radio. Copy?
Yeah, roger that. If you do, it's a plus 5 megahertz offset, Well, in fact, you got the DB. If you're programmed from the computer, you don't have to worry about none of that. But the PL tone's on is 1413, 141.3, roger.
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, my radio can do those PL tones. I shouldn't have a problem then, like you said.
Do you, when you program yours, do you do it from the computer software, or are you just going in the menu on the radio and doing it?
The computer software. I noticed, like, before I programmed it, it said DB20. When I did the software, it says any tone, but that's as expected because they're the same radio.
Yeah, that's what mine used to say. I'd turn it on and it'd say welcome and it'd say any tone. But I had a guy show me or tell me, go up in your thing. I could tell you how to do it. But anyway, when I turn it on now, the welcome thing comes up, WSFZ 793, Dave. I programmed it to do that. You can do that.
Okay, that's pretty cool.
A second here. Let me bring up my DB20 program. If you bring up your DB20 program, bring up the list there. There's an option on the left that says function setup. You click on that, and, it'll say define starting display on top. And just put in whatever you want. Put in your whatever you want to put in there to say on the screen when you start it up. It's pretty simple, and then you just tell it okay. And then you got to plug the cord into your radio and upload it to the radio. You know that, but that's all you do.
Okay, 10-4, yep, that should be simple enough then. I'll try to figure that out here after our conversation.
Yeah, all right. Well, like I said, I'm kind of only a few months out here, but I learned a lot. I know all about, I grew up on HF, down in the shortwave band, CB bands and stuff, and ham bands down there. I know all about that stuff. Up here, it took me a little while. But if you need any help, anything I can do to help you out, I'll help you out. If I don't know nothing about it, I'll tell you. I don't try to be somebody I'm not. But, if you need any help, besides me, there's a lot of people out here that can help you. People out here with a lot more knowledge, especially Jack. A lot more knowledge about the stuff than I do. You understand?
Yeah, roger that. I understand completely. I appreciate your help, though, about sending this radio.
Yeah, I'm getting ready to go on the monitoring side for a few. Maybe somebody else wants to get in there and talk to you, or you want to try to talk to somebody else. I got 357. I'm sorry, because I was talking. What is your first personal again and the letters of your call sign?
The name is Tyler, Tango Yankee Lima Echo Radio. The call sign is WSHU 357.
All right, because I keep a log on my computer here. And people that I have conversations with, like we just did, I log you in, I put your numbers. And yeah, I got WSHU. Man, it's so dim in here. I got... Yeah, WSHU 357, Tyler, correct?
That's correct. And what was your call sign again? And can you say it slowly, please?
Yeah, that's easy to do. It's easier than saying it fast. You got Whiskey, Samuel, Foxtrot, Zulu, WSFZ 793. My first personal is Dave, Delta Alpha Victor Echo, and I'm here in Warren, which I'm not going to go through the thing there. I'm sure you know how to spell Warren. I'm over here in Warren there, okay?
All right, WSFZ 793 Dave, I believe. This is WSHU 357.
Roger Roger that. I was going to station ID, but I'm going to go ahead and get on the monitoring side, so. See you later, and like I said, man, you can hear me out here. Say hello or something. That's what I do out here. I'm popular for it. I'm also popular for being long-winded, too. Long-winded to the right place. once again, welcome to the TMRS community, and we'll talk to you in a little bit there. WSFZ 793, and I'm a monitor after yours.
All right, well, it was good talking to you, Dave. This is WSHU 357, WSFZ 793. Dave, it was a pleasure talking to you, and I will be monitoring. Copy.
Roger, Roger. Same here, my friend. Talk to you.
WSTI 847. WIUG 48, copy. One more time. WSTI 847. WIUG 48, copy. WIUG 48, clear. Station 922. Station 922, WIUG 48, copy. One more time. Station 922. Station out there, 922, WIUG 48, copy.
Hey, Jack.
Go ahead.
Roger, I'm not sure if you forgot or what, but some repeaters up there have been unlinked.
Okay. Yeah, no problem. So the one is off is a Flint, correct? And Bob in Sheboygan, correct?
I believe if I got it right, I could be wrong. Sean would correct me on it. I believe Mayville, Saginaw, Sheboygan, and I think Flint is off. The only one he thinks that might be on is Bay City.
Hey, no problem. Take care. Have a good evening. WIUG 48, clear.
Yeah, all right, Jack. Sorry I had to say it, you know, but I had to let you know. But anyway, hope you had a good holiday and all that other good stuff. Take care, my friend. WSFZ 793 monitoring.
You too, Dave. Have a good holiday. Don't eat too much out there. And don't drink too much. That is unbelievable anyhow. It always like that anyhow. Good talking to you, Dave. WIUG 48.
Same here, Jack. Always good talking to you. Yeah, I just ate a little too much, but no drink. Just ate, so. Anyway, good enough, Jack. Have yourself a good evening. WSFZ 793 again, monitoring.
Dave, you're correct. And the Jack, you know, you can always text or call if you have any questions.
I see that, Sean.
Sean, no more questions. That's it. I'll be on the other side anyhow. WIUG 48.
All right, Jack. No problem. But, yeah, we'll catch you around. WIUG 850.
WSIJ 839. Listening.
WSFT 902. You still awake, Frey? WSFT 793. No cap, station 902. WSFT 793, and I'm listening. That's what I started on. I still have it here, in fact, handheld file thing, and it's always worked good. It worked really good. I like them.
Copy. My first, I was looking 10 weeks before this.
Hey, Roger that. You're getting a little hashy, Are you got the antenna straight up and down?
Yes, sir. According to your advice that you've given me many times, I'm trying my best to keep it up and down.
Yeah, Roger that. Well, that last transmission was good just now when you keyed up. Came in really good. Sounded good. What model file thing is that?
I believe it's the UV82. It's $20 on Amazon.
Hey, Roger that. Well, there's all kinds of handhelds out there, you know, Chinese ones. But I started with the Bao thing, UV5RM, and like I told people before, I mean, I dropped it a couple times. I had it drowned. Had it out on the back porch, and all of a sudden a big rain come in sideways and practically drowned it, and it still works, still functions, still looks nice, so I got a thing for the bow things here, okay?
That's a good copy. I'm signing my brother in the CMRS, he's a good license farmer.
Yeah, Roger, I caught most of that. I don't know if you're moving around or what, but you went back to Ashy again, but I heard you say you're trying to get your brother into it, I think his wife or something. Well, you know, your brother being immediate family, you know, he can run under your license there, Roger.
Yeah, I'm aware of that. He's in Ferndale and I'm in Livonia. I'm talking off the back of my porch right now. So I just thought it was kind of weird to see his license over the repeater. so I think I'm just going to end up tomorrow buying him a FAA license, just doing it, because he's been kind of dragging a little bit.
Yeah, roger that. Well, getting him a license should be about as much fun as you had getting yours there, if you know what I mean, roger.
No, I hear you on that. Hopefully you get the cool call sign.
Yeah, roger that. I wish they kind of gave me a different call sign. It's hard for me to... sometimes it's hard for me to do my call sign, especially if I'm doing it fast. I screw up, you know. But you can apply. I mean, I know I can apply and get a different call sign, but that's all right, man. It keeps my tongue working there, okay?
Good copy. WSHU855. I guess that's a little bit easier to say. What's your call sign here?
Yeah, mine is WSFZ793, Whiskey Sierra Foxtrot Zulu 793, they're okay.
Copy, that definitely is a mouthful. Alright, well, the wife is asking for help, so I'm going to sign off for the night. WSHU855, have a good night.
Yeah, okay, 855. You have yourself a good night also, too. Good talking to you. WSFZ793, I'm monitoring. I don't know, man. Been getting into these movies and... I guess Tubi's got quite a few of them, quite a few of the classics lined up and stuff. I'm dozing off watching the movies. I'm dozing off and I'm opening my eyes and watching, and I doze a little bit. I'll go to bed sooner or later. I just was getting into these movies. I figured, what the hell?
I'm going to go back to what I'm doing. I'm setting up some fishing poles on the morning, so I got to get the sun to get to bed, but I got to get up early. So, look at the camera box, got something to do. Talk to you in a little bit, Dave.
Yeah, Frank. Yeah, I know it's kind of strange, man, this going on here, me being up this late and everything, and I don't know what's happening. I'm just going movie after movie. I'm just sitting up and digging it, and like I said, I doze off in the chair a little bit, but, you know, I ain't going to question it. I'm just going to ride with it, I suppose. What the hell? I don't know how long this is going to last, so. Anyway, we'll talk to you later, my friend. You have yourself a good night, and we'll speak on you sometime tomorrow there. WSFZ 793, and I'm monitoring.
All right, 793.
Roger. Well, I thought you were signing off. That's why I signed off. I thought you were signing off. You were signing off, weren't you?
Yeah, kind of, sort of. I'm, like I say, I'm getting ready to eat me a pizza, and I'm bringing up some poles and going through them and see which ones I want to bring for the morning. So, yeah, other than that, I will be hopefully going to bed here shortly.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, I thought you said you were getting ready to go to bed and stuff, and you threw your call letters out. I thought you were signing off there. But, yeah, like I said, I don't know what's happening, what's going on here, being up this late and not feeling like I'm dead. I'm getting into these movies and why question it? Just might as well enjoy it now, because I don't know how long it's going to last there, Roger.
Yeah, okay. 2 or 3 standby.
Yeah, Roger that. WSFZ 793, and I'm monitoring.